Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 342. How are we all doing? Let me know. I need to get the chat up. I don't think I'm going to be surprised, am I? I think it's going to be Jonathan, but you never know. Mind you, he's had an early night, so just saying. Right, let me have a look. Click on the chat and click refresh and be surprised. It's Jonathan! I knew it. Hello, Jonathan. Ooh, lamb cutlets with the infamous Spanish grains. We had lamb steak. Symbiotic or what, Jonathan? It was gorgeous. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Is all the Morrison fuss dealt with? Not much word about our Morrisons here, thankfully. All gone quiet. People are getting giddy at the thought of coming out of lockdown. This is because Boris said he'd have a plan on the 22nd, which is Monday. This weekend, it'll just be everybody listening at keyholes, trying to find out what the plan is and spoil Boris's big reveal on Monday. Paul missed us last night on After Hours. Got back from the walk too late. Yet Jonathan was asleep quite early. But Paul's very wise, checking out the comments and seeing when the last one was from Jonathan. Was it just Friday, Jonathan? Was it Friday that was a really, really bad day? Hello, Tracy. What's the aircraft in the background? What aircraft in the background? It's all quiet here. Well, it's quiet now because her ladyship's in the garden. So what have you all been up to on a Saturday? You didn't make it to the end of the first segment. Oh, Jonathan, the shame of it, Jonathan. But we all missed you and we still talk about you when you've gone. We virtually talked you into buying a dog in your absence. We thought it'd be a good idea to get some company. It was episode 77 still playing. That's a background noise. No, it's all quiet here. Her Majesty has taken to sitting behind my chair in the office. And like, if you can imagine a dog throwing its head back like it's going to bark or howl and headbutting me until I stroke her. We've made a monster. We've made a total monster. She's also had that many treats. She should sleep like a log when we get her settled on her new bed. She's liking her new bed. So what have I been up to? Had a mastermind call today. Did that. We did some videos together. They were actually Mike's videos, but I was interested. And I had to have a mass tidy up. I lost the recording to After Hours 115. I could not find it anywhere. And then I thought, well, hang on. Was it that I didn't record it in Camtasia? Was it one of the moments that it was having? And I did it in ScreenFlow. Couldn't find a ScreenFlow file either. All over the place I am, up and down. There is no 0115 recording anywhere. Sits down, scratches head. Must have been recorded. Must have been. Would never have heard the end of it if it wasn't. And then I realised what I did have was a recording from 117 and 116. So literally, I'd got 114, 116, 117. Can anybody find the flaw in that? Tell me if you can work out the flaw in that. Is the new bed Lola proof? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Tracy. It's a proper little dog bed thing. It's got a suede cover on it with leather handles, and inside it's got two different types of memory foam wrapped in two different covers. She likes it. The other one she had before that had like a nice soft top on it, which was like horse hair inside it. I know this for a fact, on account of the fact she ripped it all out. But she's not got that option with this one because it's flat. So far, so good. She really, really likes it. Something small and not yippy. Oh, small dogs tend to yip. Mind you, all dogs tend to yip. No, none of you have come up with why that was you have enough information there to explain to me where I went wrong. Let me explain to you where I went wrong. The week that we did 115, I must have named the file 116. And then this week named it 117, but 117 isn't until next week. So not even I could have next week's show recorded this week. So I did a quick check and I thought, yep, that's what I've done. Anyway, at least I found it. Do they do miniature golden retrievers? Not really. No. What do they have like? Are you looking for short-haired or long-haired or something like a Jackapoo? Now, Ollie's very quiet. He's a Jackapoo. Now, they're hypoallergenic. It's a little bit of fur, but not that much. Yes, it was a slip of the numbers. Slip of the numbers. There I am, trying to get ahead of myself. That'll teach me. I don't do that again. These things are sent to try me as I'm searching all over the place for files. And I did actually have quite a few files to sort out as well. So that was what I was doing. And Mike hasn't sorted out the spreadsheet yet. So I've no idea what he's even playing at this moment. Because he usually does indulge himself for the first three songs. So, but I have heard some tenuous ones from him. He had to explain every one of them to me. And I'm like, Mike, they really are tenuous. The theme is fruit. Go for your life. A poo calf looks rather sweet and isn't very big. And they've got a nice temperament. I thought they were cavapoos, not poo calves. Is that the same breed? I get terribly confused with all these designer dogs. Let's have a look. Now, that's not bringing me dogs up. Let me try Cavapoo. I thought it was a Cavapoo. Yes, it's a Cavapoo. Oh, look at its face. Oh, that's so cute. Let's have a look. Oh, dear. Ouch. When did dogs get this expensive? Are they kidding me? A Cavapoo puppy? Have a guess. I'll give you an idea. May have cost us £500. But obviously that was 20 years ago. I would say an average puppy, a Samoyed puppy, is going for about £700-£800 now. So on that basis, a Cavapoo puppy would be... fill in the blank. I'm shocked at the prices. No wonder people are stealing dogs. Good grief. There is a kind of average figure. So some are a little bit cheaper. But then some go absolutely crazy. I don't know why. I don't know whether these got some kind of amazing pedigree with them. The first one is £3,000. The second one is £3,500. The third one is £4,000. Most expensive, £4,500. You're okay with that, aren't you, Jonathan? You've got to be. You've got to think about what you paid for your car. There you go. Manchester. Cavapoo pups. Mum's a cavalier. Dad, a red mixture poodle. £3,200. There you go. It's rather cute. I'll give them that. It's rather cute. And it's in Manchester. Do you know that? That is frighteningly expensive. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. On the same site, because this is obviously getting buying puppies, which is never a good idea. You should really know the breeder. I wonder if I can search for Samoyeds. So those for sale. Let's go dogs. And then let's go Samoyeds. I'm going to frighten myself to death now. Samoyed. There we go. Anywhere will do. Let's have a look. Oh! The price of these dogs is horrific, Mike. £3,500 for a Sammy.
What was your fee? Packet of biscuits.
Yes, Daddy, I'm fine. I just like the house, Father.
Is that signing your fee?
There you go. And some of these aren't puppies either. So the Samoyed puppies for sale. Four puppies. Come from a good home, raised around children. Lovely temperament. £3,000. You wouldn't, Jonathan. That would cause complete confusion. Echo's a good name, which is the alternative name for the A-lady. Echo. Depends on the dog. You'll know when you get the dog. Depends on the dog. I had actually picked Mayer's name out before we set eyes on him.
So we're looking for another one?
No, we're looking for a dog for Jonathan.
How?
We're looking at a Cavapoo or a Poo Cav, depending on how you look at it. And I was shocked that they were anywhere between 3,500 to 4,500. But it seems that's the going price for a dog. I mean, some of these dogs are actually full dogs. I mean, there's one that's 6 months old. A six-month-old Samoyed for sale. Beautiful boy, calm and loving. Unfortunately, he needs a new home because I need a hip replacement and I can't walk him enough. I invested in some training, so he's trained. Can I see more information on this? There we go. Oh, what, look at that face. A private seller in Solihull. That's just so sad, though, isn't it? He just wants lots of love and fuss, and he's great with children. I'm only asking what I paid for him. That begs the question, if she's got two kids and she needs a hip replacement, why don't the kids walk the dog? Look at that face. Oh, you've got to get me off this site, Mike, or I'll buy the lot. Rehome the lot. Oh, that's scary. Oh, but he's so cute. He's got a definite look of Mayer about him. Look at that.
Oh, he has.
He has.
Come on, you had biscuit, ranchos.
Lola, lie down. Sleep it off.
On your bed.
You've had that much, you'll be stuffed. So we need something small and not yippy for Jonathan. Do we need it hypoallergenic as well? Oh, there's quite a few dogs on here. Oh, you need to see the link. Let me send you the link to the find yourself a dog site. Let's go to the page with the Cavapoos. There we go. There you go, Jonathan. Have a look at the Cavapoos.
What do you do? You're licking my hand because it's so...
I just want attention, Daddy. That Cavapoo towards the top where it says buying advice does look a little bit like Ollie, and Ollie is rather cute.
You're hiding.
CQ, Deb, CQ. Jonathan's already got a name picked out. I think Jonathan would make a wonderful doggy daddy, don't you? Absolutely. Oh, plus the fact, Mike didn't know this and maybe wouldn't want to admit it, but I will on his behalf. I'm going to tell them anyway. Right, Mike said he had no idea that having a beautiful dog was such a babe magnet. So he has, in fact, it's not just babe magnet, is it? You know, if blokes like the dog, they are straight over to him. Oh, let me stroke your dog. He said he would have got a lot more attention from the ladies prior to meeting me if he'd have got a dog. But he didn't. Trust me, you did. Oh, Jonathan, they're cute, but 3,500. Think of it as a partner for life, Jonathan. I will admit that is seven times what we paid for Maya. That's obviously the going rate at the moment. Hence people stealing puppies. You know, you steal five puppies of 4,500 each and you sell them for that. You're doing well.
Settle eBay.
Kim's waiting in the phone line to get an appointment for the vaccine. Ooh, excitement. I hope they don't cut her off before she gets down to number one. So she's got the sound off. Right. Fingers crossed. There we go.
Like ringing the bank, isn't it? You are number 12 in the queue.
It is utterly ridiculous, isn't it?
Your customer is important to us.
Oh, Tracy, if it's a Poo Cav, they can compete with one another for the best frizzy long hair. Oh, just imagine, when you go into your meetings or your quizzes and stuff, you'd have a buddy. Jonathan, this needs to be done. It needs to be done. It's as simple as that. And you needn't worry about holidays, because we take in all kinds of strays when people go on holiday. We don't care. Oh,
well,
dear.
We had lamb steaks.
I said that.
Yeah.
And it was really, really nice.
Yeah. But without the gherkins.
Without the gherkins. I'm surprised here at how different these dogs are, if they're all Cavapoos. Some of them look very much like a Cavalier. Others a lot less so. I guess that's what you get, because we've got a friend who says there's no such thing as a designer dog. They're mongrels. Heathen. Heathen, clearly heathen. But what can you do? They look like Bichons. I think it depends on that. That top one does. Absolutely it does. But some of these are very, very different. I mean, you literally wouldn't know what you were getting, would you? When we got invited up to the breeder, which was just south of Glasgow, probably about 200 miles away, 220, something like that, we headed off and we didn't even take money with us. Because why would we? We're only going to meet them. They weren't ready to leave the mother until the following week, apparently. That was the story anyway. They were 7 weeks old. And we got up there. And as we were driving, I said, what if they're not white? Because Samoyed's, you know, the breed standard is that a Samoyed is white. But it can have biscuit patches. But when all the pictures you've seen are like white Samoyeds, you're thinking, I don't want one with a brown patch on it. And we got there and obviously they were absolutely gorgeous. And this dog just took to us. You know, they were all there. There was Double Dot, wasn't there? Dopey Double Dot.
Yeah.
And all his brothers. I think he'd had three brothers, two sisters, something like that. Or the other way around. But May had just meandered over and that was it. Parked himself, looked up at us and sort of, I'll take these two. And that was when she said, take him today. And we were like, is there a cash point nearby? So we had to drive down to this Scottish village. You should have seen us. We're like two idiots. Puts the card in the machine and out comes all this Scottish money. And Mike's like, is this genuine? Like, I've no idea. So I was like, I think that's a 10. I think that's a 20. And there we were trying to count it all. I said, now that one's an English one. Do you think she'll take that? But we got back and it was absolutely fine. Oh, those were the days, because I can't get my own money out of my own account in the minute, can I? Oh, my bank will be the death of me. They will. Bichons are smaller, are they? I guess they could be. But you don't want something yippy, do you? I must admit, I like the look of the little lassie-type dogs. Pomeranians, but they can be a bit yippy. The Pomeranians, I saw a whole, honestly, that there was more than one litter. There must have been about 30 puppies. And it was a pet shop in Blackpool. We were out for the day and it said Pomeranian puppies in the window. So I said to Mike, let's go in and have a look at the dogs. And we went in and went upstairs and there were all these puppies. They were adorable. I wanted the lot, all of them. But, you know, you looked at the state of them and how they were being brought up in not exactly a puppy farm, but, you know, that many of them together. And you did think, not exactly like eight pups at home with mum, is it? There was just dog upon dog upon dog, but they were very, very pretty. Oh, yes. Quite fancied one. Poms are a menace. I think that's because they're smaller. Like most dogs will challenge a bigger dog. It's just a kind of thing. And they are so tiny that they'll take anything on. They have no fear. No fear whatsoever. Dev's male Bichon was over £20, not a lap dog. Wow. Wow. I didn't... Maya was probably bigger than the breed standard, I would say. But then we weren't showing him, so it didn't matter. But those that are showing them, they need to be to the breed standard. But other than that, you know, dogs that are smaller or bigger than the breed standard, are probably the ones that are 3,000, not 4.5, I would imagine. Yeah, that would be an expense, wouldn't it, Mike? Wow, I had no idea they'd gone up that much. Most of that must have been in the last couple of years, because the last time I looked, it was like 750, 800, no more than that. Giant Bichon. Nothing wrong with that. A dog is a dog is a dog. They are the way they are supposed to be. Some of them just don't match the breed standard. Like Maya. Maya was like 6 inches, or probably not 6 inches, maybe 3 inches taller than the breed standard. And the idiot vet was saying that he was overweight. And I thought, he's not overweight. He's 3 inches taller. So, of course, he can't be. When the guy had on the wall, he had two pieces of information on the wall. He had the height and he had the weight. And he was saying, well, he's overweight, but he was 3 inches taller. Can you not see that he's going to have to be heavier then? Does that not work with you, you idiot? This man was the vet. What was it you said the other day? Something about a vet.
I've forgotten.
You know, vet or something. And I said, hang on, I can tell a boy from a girl. Which was the problem with the very first vet we had. Walked in with him and they colour-coded the folders. So they put a blue folder down. And he looked and he said, how's she doing? I thought, need another vet. Simple as that. All Mayer's bits were there. He had his batteries. They were all there in the guy's face. And he said, how's she doing? I thought, lack of attention to detail here. You know, blue file, bits. Yeah, he had to go, I'm afraid. Oh, Jonathan's done an online test. I didn't know there was an online test. But the top hit is a cockapoo. Oh, isn't Romeo a cockapoo?
I think Romeo is a cockapoo.
Romeo is the dog of a friend of ours. Absolutely gorgeous. Breeder was quite local. He'll be about what now? 3, 4?
Yeah,
something like that. Oh, he was cute. A labradoodle. Now, labradoodles are gorgeous, as you well know.
Isn't that what Kiva is?
Yeah, that's what Kim's putting in here. Oh, yes, you would love to go walking with you, Jonathan. That would be amazing. Now, Deb's babies went over to the Rainbow Bridge a couple of years ago, 6 weeks apart. Brother and sister, 16. Wow, that's amazing. They must have loved their time with you, Deb. May was 13 and a half. He had very bad arthritis. And faded away, unfortunately. Mind you, at least he had this funny turn. Wasn't it March? Early March? Mm. It was that bad I had to get Mike back from work. The one and only time I just rang him and said, Mayer, home, now. And he came back. But we managed to nurse him through that. It was some kind of neurological fit that was. But we nursed him through it. But we thought we were going to lose him that day. And then he went out for a walk, didn't he? And he was as fit as a fiddle.
He was.
Two of us needed medical treatment, but he was as fit as a fiddle. And he lived another 4 or 5 months after that. Yes, I think a labradoodle. Oh, Paul, I'm loving that. Is it a cockapoo when it's walking towards you and a poo cock when it's walking away? I think you need to look for one, Jonathan. I will have a look on here. Right, let's go to the for sale bit again. Let's
choose
a dog. I think
we're subtly dogged now.
Yeah, she's settled down now, bless her. They also actually, a lot of the time, try and rehome guide dogs that don't make it. So that's an option. Right, let's have a look. A labradoodle. Looking for a labradoodle. There's a lot of breeds on here. Like labradoodle. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, these are just too cute. That one looks like it's crossed with a Dalmatian. Now, I should really put a postcode in, shouldn't I? So is this Pets for Homes malarkey? It looks like it's for older dogs as well. Right, let's put in a location. See how we get. There we go. No, not the West Midlands. £5,000 plus for some of these dogs. Right, let's take it back a bit to say like a within, shall we say, how far can you go to get a dog in lockdown?
I don't know.
I've put 70 miles. Right, still got the West Midlands. Lancashire. Oh, that's too cute. One girl left West Midlands. There seems to be a lot of dog breeding going on in the West Midlands. Oh, there you go. Perfect labradoodle puppies, Thorntons, Cleveleys. That's 50 miles away. Oh, they're all just too cute. That one is mighty tall. Are we presuming a puppy or do you want an older dog? Oh, look at these. Litham. There you go. Oh, Jonathan, who could say no to one of these? Just too cute. We'll have him putting a depositor down before the end of the show. The average is £10 to £13. Wow. And remember to check the grooming needs. Oh, the grooming needs are fabulous. Oh, yeah. It needs to be petted every 30 seconds. That's what you need, Jonathan. Oh, but a friend for life. You can't do any better. That dog's just too cute, isn't it? That one does look a little bit like a cross between Ollie and Kiva, the black one. The colour's not right. But the faces. That last one is definitely Ollie. Look at the face on that, Mike.
Oh, that's definitely Ollie.
That is definitely Ollie.
Yeah, that's definitely
Ollie. And there's the babies. They're like a brown colour. Oh, too adorable. Too adorable. And those pictures are a little bit young. This is the baby hypoallergenic things. They're too young to like make out what that would actually look like once it was at 8 weeks, aren't they? You see, we brought out Jonathan's fathering instinct. It'll be a done deal. Very soon. Jonathan, you could train the dog to keep you awake till midnight, or wait for me to start doing the wrap up and then wake you up, and you can claim that you were there from the start. Mind you did that before and it didn't end well, did it? Because I got grumpy. Kim sided with you and I got grumpy. You need to housebreak them as well. Must admit, Maya didn't really need much of that, which was quite surprising, because he came from this breeder who lived on a farm, in a house on the farm, but they had like big patio doors that were just open all the time. And when we were there, some of the dogs were having accidents in the house. Maya wasn't really one of them. So when we got him back here, I would have had no clue how to train him. But he lived outside quite a bit and he kind of just got it on his own, didn't he?
Mm.
I mean, if he had an accident, massive air quotes, in the house, it was deliberate. It was like, I want to be in the garden. You're not letting me out, Whittle. Then he was like, right, take him outside. He's a devious dog. Oh, he was. He's so intelligent. So intelligent. See, Jonathan, so have we sorted you? We've got all the breeds that are suitable and we've sorted you out, and just think it could be. Paul has always said he's backing you for a comeback and this could be your way in. Teammate. Mm-hmm. A teammate, that's what's needed. All sorted. What do we think about this Apple event that we talked about? Do we think that's more or less likely? I watched a fantastic video that was talking about what would be in the box and what wouldn't be in the box for all the next things. You know, when they're taking the chargers out and stuff. So it does seem that even if Apple aren't ramping up the hype machine's ramping up the hype. I think we will see an event in March. Are we all ready for an event in March? I mean, we've got to maroon until at least the year, haven't we? And then see how everybody goes when they've got their vaccine. Can you imagine? This has been part of our life now for that long. I'm going to be sitting there. Once we're all free and it's all back the way it was, like that'll ever happen. But that. And we're no longer marooned. I'm going to be thinking it's 7 o'clock. It's time to be. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. Are you guys going to be like that? One day when you get a bigger apartment. Oh, Jonathan, you don't want to do the moving thing. You've only just done the bedroom. Remember the nightmare that was? Oh, no, you can't move. You're going to have to stay exactly where you are. I wouldn't fancy looking round at houses at the minute. I know that was one of the things they opened up really early, that you could move. And they also had a stamp duty holiday, didn't they? But I would not fancy that. I mean, you can't be there when the people are there and all the rest. Oh, it's difficult. Complicated. No, I don't want to move. Not ever again. Never, ever again. So Paul says 9 to 5 Max said nothing on the 16th. You'd expect some sort of announcement in March. It feels a smidgen early. I think, to be honest, the 16th is the earliest it would be. It possibly would make more sense the week after. But there again, it depends on the shipping. Would they want to ship that in April because it's Easter? And they'd have to pay more to have them delivered if it was the last weekend in March. So if they did it on the 16th and the pre-orders started, let me get my calendar up. Let me organise it for Apple. That's what I'll do. Right, I'm in February. Let me move to March. If it was the 16th of March, they could take pre-orders on the 19th. And then they could do deliveries on the 26th and it would be within March. So it does actually make sense. That does make complete sense. Oh, just realised, 26th of March, which is the Friday, which is when it would arrive, if it was arriving. It's within Do Not Copy and Paste week. Which is how long this time, Mike?
3 weeks.
3 weeks for Do Not Copy and Paste week. That's when the calendars go crazy. So stateside and here, we don't match up. That's when you start either appearing an hour into the show saying what happened, or you're there an hour early saying we've forgotten, if you remember. So keep your eye on that for 3 weeks. 3 weeks we're going to be out of sync, and that's one of them. I think it's possible. I think it is possible. It's comical, though, isn't it? Because if it is, that's our anniversary. That is our anniversary, the 16th of March. In fact, I think we should have two birthdays.
Yeah, like the Queen.
Yeah, and it's lockdown anyway. Because Marooned Day 365 is going to be Monday the 15th. Because wasn't last year a leap year?
I think it was.
So our actual birthday, the 16th of March, is actually going to be day 366. So we need two birthdays. I'll get right on that. It'll be fine. But if I am ordering something, if there's a pre-order thing going on, that gives me an issue. If pre-orders are 8 o'clock on Friday the 19th in the morning, dental appointment. But, you know, we're so close to the vaccine, I think I'll put that off. Another couple of months won't make much difference, will it? I think I'll bump it. I'll bump it somewhere. Just keep that free for pre-orders, just in case. Who would actually buy an iPad if they brought out an iPad Pro? And there's also the tags. I'm sick of seeing that in the rumours. I really am. That has been in every rumour for about the last 4 years. That we've even seen mock-ups of it and what looks like real stuff. And still nothing. So that is one I am absolutely heartily sick of. I either release it or come out and say you have no intention of releasing it, please. Because then we don't have to listen to the rumours again. So I'd like to see the back of that one. What else were they talking about? Is it an iPad mini? I'm not at all sure about an iPad mini now. There's that many different sizes of iPad I can't keep up. I do think a mini's a nice size, but I'd like it to have Pencil 2 and it doesn't. And Pencil 2's nice. Pencil 1 was just a little bit slippy. I mean, in terms of actually using it, it's no different. I mean, yes, you've got the double tap to put the eraser on and stuff, but the tip and everything is identical. It's just something about, you know, I don't really want to be using Pencil 1 when I've got Pencil 2 there. But maybe there'll be that. I know Simon's in the market for a Mac Mini. I think it's too soon for the Mac Mini, but, you know, if the Mac Mini did come out, then, yeah, might be tempted. Because, you know, just what I need in the house, more Macs. But if Jonathan decides that you know, an iPad's not for him, then just think, Jonathan, that is probably two legs of a dog. I would have said it was the whole dog, but now I've seen the prices, it's clearly not. This explains why people go to Dogs Trust and get a dog, because that is an obscene amount of money, isn't it? But Dogs Trust, you make like a donation. Dogs Trust are very good. Oh, Tracy won an iPad Mini a few years ago. Never opened it. You already had two sizes of iPad. It's, I think with the Mini, I think you either love it or loathe it. Chid just got a Mini and he loves it. When he came to buy Nina one, she had an old Windows laptop. And he was saying to me, I'm going to get her an iPad. And he did. And bless his heart, he went for the brand new one. You know, that was like an iPad Pro at the time. And she likes it, but she prefers the size of his. She would rather have had his. But the thing was, the reason he didn't get that one, he says it's so old now, because it was before they brought out the one with the pencil. So she had this brand spanking new iPad and just wanted the older one because she preferred the size. There you go. tried to sell it, no joy. Maybe it's not something that people want then. A little bit like the phone. They brought out a small phone and I remember thinking, why? You know, honestly, I can't see anybody preferring a small one. Not smaller than the original one. But that could just be me. And then it turned out, no, it wasn't just me. Oh, Jonathan, that's a bargain. There you go. £2,500 for a male Sammy. Look at that face.
What's she doing?
What is she doing?
She's up and down.
She's back behind me. £2,500, absolute bargain.
It's all right, we're not discussing your transfer fee.
No. It would be as well as. If you think you've got trouble now, imagine having a brother.
Or sister.
It'd have to be a sister, wouldn't it, on account of the fact she's got her batteries as well. We can't have opposite sex both having batteries. One set would have to go. Before we ended up with like 11 Samoids and couldn't cope, I can assure you we would not be able to cope. So he's called Ted, is he? Oh, he's cute. Oh, look at that face. Wonder how old he is, does it say? Well, he must be older than these pictures now. Must be. He was born October. Because that picture, in terms of the breed standard, is put out by the Kennel Club, and it's basically like a set of criteria that the dog has to meet to be absolutely perfect in show. When you look at that Sammy, when they're born, their noses would be pink, but their noses by 8 weeks should be black. And that one's got some light pink left. So either it's very young, it's under 8 weeks, somewhere between 6 to 8 weeks, or that would be considered a fault. It might fill in later. Double Dot, Mayer's brother, he was called Double Dot because he had two pink spots on his nose and they didn't fill in. You need to get the old Sharpie out and fill it in. So Tracy ended up having the brainwave of giving it to your best friend. She was over the moon and loves it to death. And it fits in a handbag. Oh, Kim's got an appointment. Congratulations. Congratulations, Kim. Moderna on Monday morning. Do they actually tell you which one you're getting? Wow. This means swimming is coming ever nearer for you. Ever nearer. Oh, he is a cute one, though. So you are looking then, Jonathan. Ted. Ted's a cute name. Got to admit, Ted is a cute name. Where's that just disappeared to? Two iPads or a dog. I'm blessed because I've got both. Had to choose. It'd have to be the dog, wouldn't it? They're just so adorable. So adorable. Oh, you had a choice. Good grief. We don't get that here, Kim. Wow. One of our friends had it. She's she early 40s. 45, something like that. She had the AstraZeneca one. Took to her bed. To be honest, I did say to Mike, she's a bit like that, though. Was it a blinding headache and a pain in the arm?
Yeah,
so she took to her bed. Proclaimed it on Facebook, which kicked it off with everybody who hadn't had the vaccine, who's older than she is by like 20 years. But she's a teacher or teaching assistant, so she qualified under that basis.
Thing is, I shouldn't really have seen that.
Couldn't you?
Well, when we do our mandatory compliance training at work,
right,
that you get asked questions like, you're at a dinner party and one of your friends or somebody there happens to casually mention that they're taking an AstraZeneca medicine and they're suffering some side effects. What should you do?
Well, normally you're supposed to report it to AstraZeneca, aren't you?
Yeah, and there's a process like they go through health and safety and all that.
Yeah, but this is COVID and they don't give a toss, so ignore it. There you go. They don't care. They really don't care.
Was that D on the multi-choice question at the end?
Yeah. Now, yeah, I used to do that. If I didn't like the answers, I'd just add an extra one and take that. Oh, it was very popular, mate.
And not. How could you do that when it's digital?
Ah, well, when it's digital, no. Well, how to pass a Microsoft Excel from the Queen, who has passed 18 of them. Right. Read the question. Ponder. Read the answers. Find the one that sounds most ludicrous. That's the one. Seriously. Do you remember the linking and embedding? Mm. Should you link or embed blobs? Blobs being binary large objects. And I thought, well, clearly you should always, for performance, link them. So I'll tick embed, because that's the Microsoft answer. It bore no relation to reality, I can assure you. Paul says no one will ever know, Mike. I think that's a bit off from AstraZeneca expecting that, because you also have a duty of confidentiality to your friends, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, just because somebody mentions it doesn't mean they want to report it to AstraZeneca. And that could cause real problems. So I think that's a bit silly.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, can you imagine? Well, they wouldn't ring you up because, well, they probably have got your number as my backup emergency number if I drop dead there or something. Yeah, could you imagine them ringing you up? No, exactly.
It doesn't translate well on radio, that, but I've just given Mike the look. The look. Yeah, don't go there, Mike. That's not happening.
Yes, I believe you had some adverse reaction to one of our drugs. Can you tell me some more?
Not as adverse as my reaction is to this telephone call. They should make sure their drugs have got no adverse reactions, because the thing was, once this friend of ours had posted this, she then gets, you know what Facebook's like, 3,000 replies. Oh, hun, you'll be okay. I was like that for a day. Oh, hun, I was like that for a week, but then I got out of bed and I was fine. And you're thinking, I don't need to know this. I don't need to know that these people have had adverse reactions to it. Because we're not hearing that anybody has had an adverse reaction, apart from like when Tracy said, so if you know a person, they tell you the truth. But in terms of like it being all over the papers or whatever, that there's really bad reactions, not a word. Not a word. So, but for you guys, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. Oh, that does work, Kim. Kim recommends when someone starts talking about meds, you go into a different conversation with somebody else. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I must admit. So I totally agree.
Yeah, just avoid it. Avoid it at all costs. Because you can't say right for saying wrong. If you agree with somebody and then they change their minds, then they don't agree with you anymore. Which is like, well, duh. But people are strange. And what I can't handle is people who feel the need to share every pill with you. They sit there with, oh, yes, I'm taking this and this and this and this. And another thing is, when I went to the dentist, I had to fill in this form, like a health form. And I filled it in and it was like pre-existing conditions that would impact you at a dentist. And it was no. Have you seen a doctor in the last 6 months? Not even 6 years, not even 12 years, not even 18 years, tick the box, no. So I handed it back and then they checked it and then she said, you've missed a page. So I said, have I? And I come back to it and she says, yeah, the drugs that you're taking, medications you're on. I said, I'm not on any medication. So she said, no, I don't, I mean from your doctor. I thought, what, the one I've not seen in 20 years, him. So I said, I'm not on any medication, nothing. Oh, are you sure? I thought, yeah, because the last time I went, the sell-by date would long have gone. And she couldn't believe it. And I'm thinking, well, what drugs are everybody else on? Because my approach would be, not ill, don't need any drugs. But, you know, you do get a lot of this in the parish centre on a Sunday morning. And you'll have like two grown blokes, probably like 65, 70 years old. Oh, yes, well, I took some of those, but they changed me and they put me on these. These are called this. These are what you want to ask your doctor for. And I thought, well, what if it's not the same illness? People are just insane. Oh, has anyone requested put the lime in the coconut? Was that in one of the emails I sent you, Mike?
Who's it by, Kim? Because I've got one called coconut.
I thought I saw lime, but I'm not sure if it was who put the lime in the coconut. That I don't know. Let me get my system out and see if we know who it is. Lime in the... Jonathan's not picked one yet. Come on. Come on, Jonathan. Is it Red Tracy? Oh, no. Harry Nilsson. Hang on.
No, Harry Nilsson's just called coconut.
Harry Nilsson's is coconut. Who put the lime in the coconut?
The Hit Crew.
Red Tracy. Sugar Beets. Toxic Audio. Good grief, there's quite a few.
Should we go for Red Tracy? Well, that's an acoustic version.
It is, isn't it? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Harry Nilsson. Right, well, that one's just called Coconut. Maybe
yeah,
it's
that
one
is there. It's just called Coconut. We can definitely do that, but that one is Coconut. Put the lime in the coconut. Who's that one? Roland Van Kampenhout. From an album. Ooh, triple pointer here. No, quadruple pointer. No, it's fruit. Is it? It is coconut fruit.
Oh, put the lime in the coconut is the Harry Nilsson one.
Oh, right. Let me have a look.
Because I've just checked the lyrics.
Oh, right. And then, it says, then get it in the list. Get it in the right. list. It's a goofy song. Oh, excellent. Yeah. We like those.
I'll put you. It's one of Frank's trio, so I'll stick Kim with it as well.
Oh, you could stick Kim's trio after Frank's trio and do a Venn diagram trio.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Right.
Jonathan's trying to think of songs about fruit. Hmm.
I'm doing me fruit.
Oh, Jonathan, there's quite a few.
Well, I've got three to start with. But they're
think of fruits, Jonathan.
They're tenuous.
Oh, yours are. I've told them yours
the
are incredibly tenuous.
Is so tenuous.
Yes, so tenuous. Think of fruits themselves. Tracy made an excellent point in WhatsApp. Tomatoes are fruit.
I haven't even got to WhatsApp yet.
And there's also the word fruit in some songs. You know, you could think about that. I'm not going to have heard half of these before I'm playing them. And that's dangerous. Like, Kaz requested one. Luckily, it was quite late. And the ones who were a little bit on the sensitive side had already gone to bed. But she requested this song. And we started playing it. And I said to Mike, do you think she knows the F-bombs in it? Repeatedly. Apparently, no, she didn't. She'd never noticed. Oh, we have fun. We have too much fun. Oh, there you go. Bananas in pyjamas. Now, that's the kind of thing we like, Jonathan. Bananas in pyjamas. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, we do have too
much
fun.
We could probably have a banana trio.
There you go. Bananas
with
in pyjamas.
Banana Republic.
Bananas in pyjamas. It's showtime. Would it be that one? Let me have a listen. Let me have a listen. In fact, I could open it up, couldn't I? And then you could have a listen and tell me if it's the right one. Right, magic beans need to be done. So let's do that. I've got an application that is critical, that's going crazy. I have got an open ticket with the developer. That's the good news. But at the moment, it's not playing ball. Right, okay. I think I've got that there. Is it this one, Jonathan?
Bananas in pyjamas are coming down the stairs. Bananas in pyjamas are coming down in pairs. Bananas.
Excellent. It's that one. So put bananas in pyjamas in. I'm loving that one. That's genius. Oh, so coconut's everything. Fruit, nut and seed. Wow. So, anything with coconut in it. I just thought, I have no idea what the song actually is. But I'm sure...
We've got three requests for something called Tangerine. Different songs.
Well, I said Tangerine Dream. They were big when I was at college. You don't spell coconut like that, woman. That explains a lot, doesn't it? I've got a U in coconut. Don't ask. It's one of those days. Right, coconut skin. Mike, I've got the opening song.
Okay.
I have got the opening song.
Well, you stick it in the spreadsheet.
Shall I tell everybody what the opening song is?
What? So you've, I can stick it in the spreadsheet.
You've got to do Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
From Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Thank you, Tracy. Coconut can do. Excellent. I did think there was a song, possibly with Coconut in the title. But I can't remember
right,
what.
Right, well, we can ditch...
One of your tenuous ones. A
couple of my tenuous ones.
Move them down till later.
Yeah.
Oh, there's I Am a Coconut. Oh, and there's one called Microphone from Coconut Records. Coconut Girl? No. No, not finding it. Oh, they shake your coconuts. Shall you have a listen to that one? Oh, yeah, I think we'll definitely have that one as well. Who doesn't want to shake your coconuts? It's going to be a good night, isn't it? We should have had a night that was just coconuts. That would work. What's the song I'm thinking of that's got the word coconut in the lyrics?
I've got a lovely bunch
No,
of
not that one, Mike. Not that one. Although, no, you know, you think of it. Oh, Agadoo. Pete, that's genius.
Are these Pete, all in the chat?
Have you found it? Important question of the night, Mike. Have you found the other end of that cable? Was following along with that in Slack. Classic. Where do I plug this? That depends what's on the other end of it. Push pineapple, shake the tree. Got to be in there.
Agadoo.
Wave a chicken in the air. All right, let me get that. Agadoo, black lace. Right, we'll have that one for the
chicken
first
in
three,
the air.
And wave a chicken in the air. Oh, we could squeak Lola's chicken. She'd like that. Mind you, it might giddy her again.
That's not from that song.
Isn't it? Wave a chicken in the air?
Yeah.
Is that another one?
Yeah, that's Spitting Image.
I wouldn't know, would I? I was reading a book.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. Right, there we go.
Wave a chicken in the air, stick a dead chair up your nose.
You see why I was reading a book? Yeah. Not for me. Okay, let's get that in there. And we're good to go. And
we've
I've got
about 7 minutes.
Oh, we're fine. Raspberry Beret. Good one, Pete. You've no idea what the cable does. I love the way you said disappeared into the loft. I wouldn't plug it into anything until I see what's at the other end. Oh, it was funny because I said to Mike, because he wasn't there at the time, and I said, you know, this is Pete's cable. And I showed him the first picture and I said, you can't really tell from that. And Mike looked at it, not a cable expert, Mike, and took one look and said, looks broken to me. And I said, well, it's not exactly the best wiring I've ever seen. The little plastic bit at the top, there's a groove in it like a track, and the black, or in your case, brown sheath should be underneath that, not hanging out outside it. But very few people can wire up an RJ45 manually. You do need a set of crimpers to do it, which I bought when I bought an entire roll of cable to do it. And with a bit of practice, it's not difficult. But many, many people don't bother putting that cable where it should be, which puts too much strain on the individual threads and then they break. But we don't even know what's on the other end of it. So much excitement. Can't wait to find out. Coconut tree. Shakira. Never heard of that one either. Have you got that one in, Mike? We will take all of these off here. You are hotspotting on your phone. Internet turned on a Monday. Excellent. Excellent. You can both have Raspberry Beret. There you go. An output for something rather than an input from a network, but no idea what it goes to. My adventure in the loft tomorrow. It's a bit odd if it's in the loft and it's an RJ45. It could be that they had the Wi-Fi in the loft. So, I mean, do you know who you bought the house off? Are they of an age or an era or with a support group who may have put Wi-Fi in the loft for them? Because it's so tall, isn't it? They may have decided to cable from the downstairs up to the loft. If the loft is like capable of being an office or something, maybe there was at some point a switch or a router in there. It's quite exciting. I mean, we have cables running around the side of the house. that don't do anything. They used to. Yeah, they're an RJ45. We've got two Cat5 RJ45s running round the house from the front all the way round to the back on the first floor. And what that was there for many moons ago was so I could pipe stuff through to Mum and Dad's bedroom. I know that they're still there and I know which is which. We just don't use them particularly anymore, but we didn't bother taking them out. So it could be anything. It's going to be so exciting. Oh, Bonnie Tyler. Which one by Bonnie Tyler? I didn't know there was a Kiwi by Maroon 5. You guys are amazing. I've not got half these. I've got different ones. Let's have a look. Banana Boat song. Didn't we have the Banana Boat song? It's popular on that.
Joe has requested it. Who said Banana Boat song?
Tracy.
Right.
So they need putting together as well. It gets more complicated this by the week. Alex says Strawberry Fields Forever. I think we've got some with that, so we'll put you with that one as well. An old couple with no loft conversion or Wi-Fi in there. That is weird then.
Who did Cherry Blink and Blink Pink and Asphalt Blossom? Why?
Not a clue. You'll have to find out. Modern
Romance.
Was it?
Well, it's been done by a lot of people.
Oh.
But we'll do Modern Romance.
Did the old couple have visitors, Pete? Is it like a grandson that's been up in the loft with his porn collection? Because it just gets so weird. An RJ45 is the backbone cable, so... There'd have to be at one end of it. Well, I'm thinking, heaven knows what was by the door. But at the other end of it, there'd have to be network equipment or a computer. That's the only two things you can plug in it. I need to make sure you've got the correct pins out. Looking at the state of the cable, well, that's why I need to find the other end of it. It could be a crossover cable, but I can't see that. And with it going outside as well, I mean, you don't do that inadvertently. That's got to be some kind of deliberate installation, which is just fascinatingly weird. This is the kind of thing we had when we moved in here, Pete. In fact, there were so many like little things like, yeah, that light switch doesn't work. You know, and there's me. When we moved in here, I was 12 and Mum gave me a screwdriver and she said, can you sort that light switch out? I said, yes, Mother, that's fine. There were light switches, that there was fittings on the ceiling that needed replacing. It was an adventure. I said to Mum and Dad, it's like the house that Jack built, that I had to come in and, you know, fix stuff like that. But, you know, you do. Can honestly say we didn't have a mysterious cable going anywhere, though. I feel totally cheated now. I am living this vicariously through you, Pete. Don't let me down. You need to find the other end of it and what's on it. No kids. Moved towards North England years ago. Don't know what they had plugged in. No flex in the cable, so it can only have been 2 or 3 feet off the floor with whatever was plugged in. How bizarre. And the fact the cable's brown. Most network cable is kind of a grey colour or black. Now, you can get different colours, purple, red, green, blue, you name it. But generally speaking, brown is unusual.
90 seconds.
Oh, right. Are we that close? Right, OK. I'll get myself sorted over here then before that jumps round. Oh, thank you for jumping round. Just needed that. Not. OK, poised and ready. Poised and ready. Why are you not where you should be, which is over there? And why are you not where you should be, which is over the other side? Oh, I'm looking at Ted now, Jonathan's new puppy. We'll persuade you, Jonathan. We'll persuade you. Right, we better say good evening then. So I will say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.